Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. And today I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So does anyone in your household work for any news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right. So just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm a senior citizen.
Oh, your race.
My race. I'm black.
Black? All right, thank you. So I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress?
Yeah, I will vote.
Definitely?
Yeah.
All right. So would you mind sharing your age?
I'm 75.
75. All right, thank you. All right. So could you please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November of 2024 on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year and a 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote this year?
Yeah, I'll vote at 10.
A 10? All right, thank you. So generally speaking, how close would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year?
I do it 24 hours a day.
All right. So have you been following it very closely then?
Yes.
All right. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'm an independent.
All right. Thank you. So do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve it.
Strongly or somewhat approve?
Stronger.
All right, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, would you say you're very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Well, I'm confused because we have an uneducated people running for election. So they have messed up the situation.
All right, thank you. So generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Well, it's getting better.
Getting better? All right, thank you. Thinking about the issues facing the country right now, which of the following would you say are the two most important issues for your members of Congress to focus on? And the list goes, reducing crime, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, border security, protecting abortion rights, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, combating division and racism, creating more jobs and raising wages, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, improving K-12 public school education, or making college more affordable and forgiving student debt.
Well, that's hard for me to say because our Congress doesn't know what they are doing. They are just playing politics.
All right. Well,
they're not courage. Yes. Yeah.
All right. Would you want me to read the list again so you can maybe choose at least one if you would like?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So the list goes, reducing crime, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, border security, protecting abortion rights, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, combating division and racism, creating more jobs and raising wages, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, improving K-12 public school education, or making college more affordable and forgiving student debt?
I'm more concerned about the passing a law about gun control.
All right, gun control. Thank you. So now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which a 100 means you like these people, you have a very favorable opinion towards them. A 0 means you don't like them, and a 50 is neutral. And if you don't know them or have never heard of them, you can also mention that. So the first person or organization is Republicans in Congress.
I don't like them.
All right. So would that be a zero then?
Who?
Would that be a zero then?
What about what happened?
So, again, if you could rate these people or organizations on a scale of 0 to 100. If it's a 0, it means you don't like them. If it's a 100, that means you do like them. And if it's a 50, it's neutral. And you can use any number from 0 to 100. So, for Republicans in Congress, what rating would you give them?
0.
All right. What about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
0.
Jill Stein?
I don't know him.
All right. Tim Scott?
I don't know him.
Donald Trump?
0.
Democrats in Congress?
50.
Joe Biden?
100.
Kamala Harris?
100.
All right, thank you. So, I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today, and the candidates were Independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for who would you vote for?
Biden.
Joe Biden. All right, thank you. So, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about President Biden and his administration and what they're doing?
Sure.
Have you heard of some, only a little, or a lot?
I know everything they're doing.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, a lot.
All right, thank you. And from what you have read, seen, or heard about President Biden and his administration, has this made you much more favorable towards them, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
Much more favorable.
All right, thank you. So would you mind sharing what it is that you have read, seen, or heard about President Biden and his administration and why you feel more favorable towards them?
With Joe Biden in authority, we will not be overrun by the Russians will never rule us. We will never surrender to Russians. So that's why he is there to fight the Russians. We don't want communists in this country. If you turn it to other man, if you give it to other man, he is their friend. That man, the other man you mentioned, is a friend to the North Korea government. He's a friend to Russia, and so on and so forth. We don't want to Russia in this country. We don't want this country to be a communist country. We want this country to be strong. And so we cannot give it to someone that doesn't have experience.
All right, thank you. So now for the opposite. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
I don't want to go that far, right? Okay. Donald Trump recently says that he will bomb Mexico if he becomes a president.
All right. So would you say you've
Trump,
heard?
He said he will bomb Mexico. What did Mexico do to him? He said he will bomb them. Donald Trump says that he will work with Russia to stop the war. Yes. So why am I going to vote for him?
Oh, all right. So have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing? So have you heard, like, a lot, only some, only a little, or have you heard nothing at all?
Okay. Donald Trump has convinced the Republican senators not to support the war in Ukraine. And by not supporting the war in Ukraine, it means Ukraine will be defeated, and then the Russia will have the power to go to another country. We are not safe with his method.
All right. Understandable. Thank you. So now I'd like to read you what some other people have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. And if you could tell me which of the following you believe to be the two biggest issues to the African-American community as of right now. And you can choose two of the issues. So the list goes stagnant wages and rising costs, Donald Trump getting elected president again, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, a lack of greater economic opportunities and jobs in your community, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, rising
my
crime
friend,
and violence.
Excuse me. I just want to withdraw myself. I hate politics. I've made up my mind on what to do. So I'm not going to take me out from your survey. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. We're almost done with the survey if you want to continue. We're about 80% done. So there's just a few more questions left if you would like to continue.